USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump sounding upbeat about the bipartisan border security talks aimed at preventing another partial government shutdown.
We'll see what happens, but I certainly hear that they're working on something and both sides are moving along. We'll see what happens. We need border security. We have to have it. It's not an option.
A huge cloud looms over the top three Democrats in Virginia. The governor, Democrat Ralph Northam, accused of being in a picture showing a man in blackface standing with someone in a white KKK outfit. He denies it's him. The lieutenant governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, accused of sexual assault by a woman who claims he attacked her and forced her into a sex act. Fairfax admits to an encounter, but says it was consensual. And the Attorney General, Democrat Mark Herring, issuing an apology for wearing blackface at a party back in 1980. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 220 points, the Nasdaq off 86, and the S&P 500 down 25. Developments in the case against the man accused of kidnapping Jamie Kloss in Wisconsin. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Bail is set at $5 million for Jake Patterson, the man accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss in Wisconsin. Patterson made his first appearance in court today, and his attorneys didn't argue against that bail. Former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams does tell Fox News he was surprised Patterson's attorneys didn't ask for one thing.
One of the things that I was taken back by, and I thought that his lawyers, meaning Patterson's lawyers, would have asked for some kind of a psychological evaluation, because quite naturally, what they are probably going to use at some stage is the insanity defense.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Alabama's senior senator, Republican Richard Shelby, meeting with President Trump about negotiations on border security. The discussion aimed at avoiding another partial government shutdown. Shelby, who is chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, says he expects some sort of a deal to be reached by Monday. Shelby speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill after his meeting with the president. Listen.
I don't know if you'd sign whatever we came up with, but I had a very positive conversation with the president and the vice president earlier today, and I believe he was very reasonable with us.
Turning to international news now, the U.S. ordering Venezuela to allow humanitarian aid to cross its border. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
Venezuelan soldiers loyal to President Nicolas Maduro have been blocking entries to the Colombian border to prevent aid shipments from coming in. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's another example of why the United States is backing the opposition leader Juan Guaido.
The people know better. The humanitarian crisis is real. He conducted a sham election, then declared himself president, and we simply have said we're not going to recognize that.
He was speaking on the Fox Business Network. Maduro has claimed the humanitarian aid would be the start of a U.S.-led invasion of his country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.